All right. We do have our guest, Rick Tittle, with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome one of the best young players in the National Hockey League. It is the New Jersey Generals center, Jack Hughes, and he is here on behalf of Mucinex. And Mucinex has something called Kickstart. And Jack, welcome to the show. I guess, you know, you guys playing in the winter, going on planes, hotels, getting out on the ice. You guys need Mucinex probably more than most of us, right?
Yeah, always using Mucinex. So, yeah, it's a good brand that all of us like to use.
Staying healthy during all that, besides, you know, taking a stick or a puck to your neck or your teeth, you got to stay healthy as far as the flu. And, you know, we're in cold and flu season and all that. So it's important. You guys are vital to that team.
Yeah, it's important to feel good during the year, and Mucinex's a big part of that.
So out here in San Jose, we have Macklin Celebrini, who, I mean, 71 games, 71 points. He's doing thing that teenagers haven't done since Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky. And when you're the number one overall pick, everybody expects you to be amazing. And luckily for you, with all your hard work and talent, you justified it. And it's, you know, you didn't pick being the first pick, but all this pressure is on you. So what's it like for you guys in Macklin who live up to it? And there's a lot of guys that haven't lived up to it, and then they get the label bust, which I think is unfair. But what is that pressure like, especially in an area where you are with such heavy media presence?
Yeah, I mean, like, a guy like Macklin's obviously playing unbelievable this year. So I think when you get a first overall pick, you're looking for the guy you draft to, you know, be a big impact and be the face of the franchise. And, you know, Macklin's obviously done an amazing job of that. And San Jose is lucky they have him.
And then how cool is it, you know, both your brothers? I'm the of three brothers. I'm the middle, like you. But, you know, Quinn, first round pick, and then Luke, not only a first round pick, but a teammate. I mean, how amazing is that with your bro on the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's really special, and be able to play with my brothers and, you know, just have the same job as them and live out our dreams. You know, that's extremely special and, you know, something I'm really proud of.
Is it kind of weird too that maybe because Luke is bigger and a blue liner, maybe some people think he's the older brother sometimes?
No, I don't think that's ever in my head, but I'm fine with that.
Now, there was a guy from Switzerland who was a longtime Shark that I got to know, who was a great guy, and I wish him well. And it's hard to believe that he's still under 30. It's Timo Meier, who's a very talented right winger. For you, what's it like playing with my old buddy Timo?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. Been with him for a while now. I think he's been in Jersey for 3-4 years now, so really enjoy having him here. And obviously a big player on our team, guy that, you know, is a guy that we look to for a lot of things, and just a great guy. And, you know, I've enjoyed playing with him in New Jersey.
Now, you guys have won a couple of games in a row. It's hard in the Metropolitan to fight your way through those. So much parity. I mean, there's just a couple of games separate you from going top or bottom. What's that like, just like a dogfight every night?
Yeah, it's just like, means you got to be focused every night. And it is crazy, because if you go on a losing streak the one way, you know, you fall out of it pretty fast. And then just like the other way, if you go on a winning streak, you know, you're right back in it, and you put yourself in a really good spot. So it's pretty exciting, because, you know, if you're feeling good and you're playing well, you can kind of bang out 4 games in a week. And, you know, that could be 4 wins, and you get to climb in the standings pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, the schedule's crazy this year, but, you know, when it's going good, it's really good, because the games are coming every other night, and you're feeling good about yourself.
Just a couple more questions for you. When you came in to the Devils, the fans, did they let you know? I mean, who do they hate more, the Rangers or the Flyers? I'm going to say not the Isles. So I'll say the Rangers or the Flyers. Who do they hate more?
Probably the Rangers. That's probably our biggest rival. great rivalry between, the Devils and the Rangers, and then obviously Philly Devils is a pretty good rivalry too. So, I think just because the Rangers are so close, and both of our home rinks are within 30 minutes of each other. There's a lot of fans going to both games, and just a pretty heated rivalry.
All right, so tell us about the Mucinex kickstart a campaign for cold and flu season right now, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, Mucinex, they've done a good job of funding youth hockey and fundraising and supporting that, and that's something I'm really passionate about. So I think, obviously with the way Mucinex is used like during the NHL season, stay healthy, and it's in all the locker rooms, and on top of that, just their partnership and with me, and how they've supported youth hockey this year, it's just pretty cool for me to be a part of.
Yes, and this USA Hockey Foundation donating $20,000 in grants to support youth hockey. Jack, I'll leave you with this. I mean, you're 24 years old. This is when most guys get out of college and start a career, and here you are, this grizzled vet. I mean, do you feel 40 sometimes?
No, I still feel like a young guy, and I got a lot of time left on me. So, I mean, I can't. That's what happens when you come in early. You just like the years stack up. But no, I'm loving it, and I still feel crazy young.
All right. Well, listen, have fun and best of luck. Hope you guys make the playoffs and let's catch up down the road.
Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. Jack Hughes.